Welcome to the rabbit hole. My name is Tom.
I'm Tammy. How's Take it? Two.
Yeah, we had the wrong microphone on a lot of the time.
Who's we white man?
You and me, Kimo Savi. So, we're going to go over a couple things. One of the things we're going to go over is more red flags. And I've discussed this with a couple people earlier. To make the scenario in Ukraine more plausible, because there's a lot of everything, virtually everything is being manipulated now.
It's been manipulated. This ain't new.
Well, I'm talking, usually they had somebody down on the ground, even if out, even if whatever Cooper's name is, you know, that dude that play that's a host for CNN, Cooper.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about. That dude, you know, when he's talking about a hurricane and he's standing, he's kneeling in the water. Mm-hmm. Remember that? You know, stuff like that. At least they had somebody out there acting like they knew what they were doing.
Acting is
right. Now they're not even doing that. Well, they are kind of doing it. They're hiring broadcasters to do different things. And with Russia having the same equipment as the Ukrainians having, there's been multiple reports of Ukrainians saying that it's their own people that are firing on them. So that's not good. That's not good at all. I feel sorry for the Ukrainian people. I'm not saying that Putin and Zelensky are saints. I never did and never have. But I do believe that this is to draw attention away from things that matter the most, like the John Durham report, the Pfizer release data on the side effects, Pfizer's stock dropping through the... They're no longer listed on the New York Stock Exchange. And that's usually because your stocks are below a dollar. The CCP or CDC, same thing. Mm-hmm. Reports coming from John Hopkins saying that this is the worst report ever on COVID over the last 2 years. Vaccine CEOs dumping stocks from two separate companies. And the economy's failing. Policies failing in every aspect of our lives. Price of gas is at $3.79. It's the highest we have ever seen it. This is almost rendition of what happened with Jimmy Carter. Mm-hmm. And we've seen what happened with that one. That one was bad. But you'll also keep in mind that, remember Hunter Biden, his firm, Rosemont and Seneca, they invested in the firm tied to the biolabs in the Ukraine. And all that time, everybody in the Ukraine, they were sitting there saying, you know, people were telling us, oh, your conspiracy theories, you have no proof of that. It's like, yeah, go to the website, motherfucker. Go to the websites. Look it up. Here, we'll play a little skit right here.
Biological weapons.
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
I'm sure you're aware that the Russian propaganda groups are already putting out there all kinds of information about how they've uncovered a plot by the Ukrainians to release biological weapons in the country and with NATO's coordination. If there's a biological or chemical weapon incident or attack inside of Ukraine, is there any doubt in your mind that 100% it would be the Russians that would be behind it?
There is no doubt in my mind, Senator, and it is classic Russian technique
too. I'm sorry, it sounds like she's trying to hide something.
You want to see hiding, you ought to watch her in that video. Her hands are going like this.
Like what? Oh, very nervous?
Yeah. Mm. She's fidgeting.
Wouldn't pass a lie detector test?
Now, that was Victoria Nuland. Victoria Nuland works for the, she's the Undersecretary of State for the State Department. Now, if you go to watch that movie, Ukraine on Fire, there is a picture of Victoria Nuland with one of the failed presidents of the Ukraine. And it just, it's not just with Democrats. The governor or mayor type individual that Zelensky appointed for Odessa, which would be the port along the Black Sea. It was their largest port. Mm-hmm. Yeah, guess who, guess what country he used to work for? He used to work for Georgia. Before that, he was educated in the United States. Before that,
most of our crazy-ass people were educated in the United States.
During that time, he not only went to school here in the United States, he worked for a law firm, and he made really good friends with an individual by the name of George W. Bush Jr.
Oh, Jr.?
The second Bush.
Okay.
So.
I'm all right.
All okay. of that.
Now that was funny. Okay.
All of that is just, it's just a mess. There's, like I said, I don't know if I said this before, but there was reports coming out of Ukraine where the Ukrainians were firing on their own people, using their own buildings to do so. It doesn't take two and two together. You see all these pictures of Ukrainians or videos of Ukrainians taking off with Russian equipment. Well, guess what? Guess what kind of equipment the Ukrainians use? Russian equipment. So it doesn't take a scientist to figure out that there's a good possibility that they may have just been staging all this and then putting it out as propaganda for the rest of the world to see, to show you, to show the Russians that, hey, you guys are not winning this war. And then on top of which, saying, hey, this is what the Russians are doing because they're fabricating things. We had talked about this before, and you'd said this before, that they had always fabricated things.
Yes.
And I agree. The only thing is they're not even being on site anymore. They're taking pictures and excerpts from video games, you know, saying, hey, this is a video of the Ghost of Kyiv flying over. Nobody's been able to prove it. Nobody's been able to disprove it. So let's just say, for the sake of argument, that it doesn't exist. They probably just tried to use it as a moral booster to say, yo, hey, we got, here's a couple heroes that are actually doing stuff, and, you know, we'll make it easier, and it's making life harder for the Russians to do anything.
Whatever.
So,
it don't make no difference no more. They're all lying pieces of shit. I'm tired of it.
Victoria Nuland also helped overthrow the current, one of the other, the previous government before. She was in charge. She was also partly responsible for that. You could probably go back and say Bush Jr. was just as responsible for what happened over in Georgia when they endorsed that one guy, president, whatever you want to call him, and then he started turning against his people. And the United States didn't do anything. They didn't even bat an eye. They just let it go. So they were trying to sit there and say, well, you know, that's fine. You can go ahead and do that. We're going to turn a blind eye. Try not to make it too bloody. Clean up what you can. You know, it's sad. It's really, really sad. But a couple things in that movie that you might want to know. The lead Republican that went over there to, besides Bush, I don't know if Bush Jr. went over there, but Senator John McCain went over there.
Oh, he's crooked.
So you know that couldn't have been good. That mother is about as freaking liberal as they freaking come. He's not even a conservative, and I don't even know why he even went as such, because he's not. But there was also a deal they had over there called the Maidan Crisis, Madden Crisis, I think it is. And it was about a protest that went really bad where 17 individuals got killed because they got cornered in a building and then they set the building on fire and 17 of them died. But let's get into some of these things. Another term during the movie that I was intrigued about was called the color revolution. And the definition of color revolution was to describe various protest movements and accompanying attempted or successful change of governments that took place or have taken place. Methods. These are just some of them. There was a list of them. I'm just going to put ones that are pretty relevant to current situations. Boycott, civil disobedience, class conflict, protest, revolutionary terror, and terrorism.
Okay, so what do those have in common with each other?
Hold on, we're getting there. Okay. She's thinking way ahead of the curve. Causes.
Thanks. Does that mean I have a brain?
Yeah.
I'm not the cowardly lion anymore?
You...
Oh, no, he's not the one with the brain. Scarecrow.
Scarecrow.
Oh, I'm too fat for Scarecrow.
Discrimination, economic inequality, electoral fraud, unemployment. Examples of color revolutions. Revolution of 1989. It's a fall of communism. The Berlin Wall. The Velvet Revolution, Czechoslovakia, November 29th, 1989. Romanian Revolution, December 1989. The Bulgarian Revolution, Hugo Chavez. You know what that one's like. The Bulldozer Revolution, Yugoslavia, October 2000. The Rose Revolution, Georgia, 2003. The Orange Revolution, Ukraine, November 2004. And the last one, whether anybody likes to admit it or not, because it's a repeat of history somewhere else. BLM, United States, between 2016 to 2020.
Right, and all their symbolism is the same, right?
The symbolism with the raised fist is identical. The tactics they use are identical. That BLM and Antifa used. Antifa was the strong arm of the movement. That was their... how do you want to say, their physical brute force.
Mm-hmm.
The tactics that they used were simple, yet they were effective.
And this is factable. You can go and look up all this stuff. Okay.
You can put two and two together and see that the same tactics that BLM and Antifa used were the same ones that they've employed. All of them. When I gave you the methods and the causes, what I was doing was giving you examples of what they had already currently done here. And the similarities are scary similar to the ones of the past. But if you watch the movie, Ukraine on Fire, and then the revolutions and watch the revolutions in Ukraine unfold, you will see and listen to them talk about, and they don't say BLM, but you don't have to. You could... when I watched the movie, I was flabbergasted. I was like, they did the same thing. They did the same freaking thing here. And Tammy walks by nonchalantly. What, you just realized that it's a repeat of history? And she just kept on going. I was like, yeah. I can't believe you're just walking by and not even, you know, nonchalantly. And we're not even going to address the elephant in the room? But yeah, that's just some of what they had in there. Some of the things. Because if you go back in Ukrainian history, you'll see it in the video. They will tell you that Ukraine has been fighting since the late 1400s. That part of the world is just like Israel and, who's that little bird? Lebanon, right? They've been fighting for thousands of years, and they're going to fight another 1,000 years. It's never going to change. And I promise you, Ukraine isn't going to change. The other thing to note, there is probably more neo-Nazis in Ukraine than there are in the United States. I'll say it again. There are more neo-Nazis in Ukraine than there are probably in the United States. That is just my own personal assessment, my own personal opinion on it. Because there is fascist groups out there that still believe in Hitler. They still believe in Hitler. Most of their relation were probably the ones that carried out the attacks against the Poles in World War II. It wasn't so much that the Nazis did it. It was the Nazis, but they weren't all German. The Nazis kind of took the Ukrainians underneath their wing, and the Ukrainians were like, yeah, we're going to go with the strongest fighting force there is. And so they went with the Germans and fought against the Russians. And then when, you know, when Germany started to fall, then they started to turn against their own people. I mean, the amount of history that you learn from that will tell you and help you formulate an opinion on what your ideas and what your thoughts are about Ukraine. Now, on a side note, Poland said, yeah, we'll send all our planes over. And the United States is like, oh, we don't know if that's even possible and if that's feasible, if you can even do that. And that might be wrong, and that might cause a war. And Poland's like, you know what? You were trying to screw us anyway and get us into a world war. Well, if we're going to go into a world war, we're going to send over all our planes on the condition that you send us F-16s and F-15s that are comparable fighters to the ones we're sending. So what's that mean for the Poles? God bless them, by the way. They get a new Air Force. An updated Air Force. Amazing. Simply amazing. But inflation is now at 7.9%. Gas prices are over 100% of what we used to pay over 2 years ago. Groceries are up 40%.
Oh, that's got to be higher than 40%.
40% is still pretty high. And I'm sure there's other items in the grocery store that are over 40%.
No, it's just, okay, they can't lock us down with COVID anymore because we're tired of that shit. So now they want to lock us down with you can't drive anywhere, you can't buy anything.
Yeah. Truckers arrived last Sunday in Washington, D.C., I believe it is. There was already a crew that was already going around the Beltway. But they met with Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz rode with them into Washington, D.C. I guess it was yesterday or today. I can't remember which. But he did go, him and another Senate Representative Johnson did go visit him.
Oh, they didn't get up at 1 something in the morning to go vote on something conspicuously under guise of, you know, actually being truthful people who, if you sneak out, no one's a dumbass and realizes you're all corrupt. Oh,
what are you saying? What are you talking about?
The thingy you sent me.
What thingy was that, dear?
I don't know. Some UNA bill that was $1.some trillion.
$1.5 trillion spending bill was passed through the House in the middle of the night. Only sent to...
The letters went out at midnight.
It was only sent out to...
Democrats.
Through an email.
To meet at 1:30 in the morning.
And they voted on it then.
Without any Republican thing.
There was no debate about the bill, no amendments to the bill. There was no nothing. Somebody needs to be strung up and shot.
Oh,
all of them.
Our Democrats are such good people.
All of them.
We're all conspiracy theorists, remember?
That's okay. We're still batting 1,000
right now.
Although
we don't get up in the middle of the night like a teenager at 1:30 in the morning to go sneaking around anymore. Because,
we're supposed to
be grown adults.
We stated that, you know, they said this was the most secure election ever, and Arizona already proved that it wasn't. Wisconsin is proving that it wasn't. They've already proved in Philadelphia that it wasn't. They already proved
it. How much
you
want to bet Nancy Pelosi sent out that thing at midnight saying, meet at 1:30. We're going to vote. They don't get a choice.
The only state that really hasn't come clean about anything right now is Georgia.
The state of Georgia?
Wisconsin is talking about things. Arizona's talking about things. They've already approved in Pennsylvania that what they did was illegal. There is no way that you can have more votes than you have voters, and that's what they currently have. That's against state law in Pennsylvania to do that. And Georgia, like I said, we haven't really heard too much about what's happening down in Georgia. But, like I said, if you get a chance to go watch that movie, it's on Rumble. It's called Ukraine on Fire. And
Oliver Stone, who's very credible.
That movie, Oliver Stone is talking to the former president of Ukraine. And he's also talking to Putin.
Uh-huh.
You know? So he went straight to the sources. Now, I ain't going to say that Putin's going to be entirely truthful about everything he did, because there's only been one guy that's been pretty truthful on everything he did, and they said he had mean tweets.
And he's, oh, that was Trump.
Yeah. And he's no longer here.
Well, here's the conspiracy theory. Anybody that's forthcoming, truthful, and honest, and wants a good country, regardless of what your last name is, we're all conspiracy theorists.
Well, in Russia right now, Russia is, they have supposedly Twitter and Facebook banned Russia.
And we're worried about Facebook. Why?
I ain't worried about either or one Twitter. Of them. It's probably a good thing. And then Russia also passed a law that says if you're doing news and you spread false propaganda, you're going to jail.
Okay, so who's propaganda?
CNN.
Whose idea of what is false?
CNN immediately, within 8 hours of getting that word, closed their shop down in Ukraine.
Oh, they'll just blame it on something.
In Russia. They're no longer in Russia.
They don't feel safe, so that's why they're no longer in Russia.
Who cares? They should feel safe. They're communists just like they are. What's the difference?
Yeah, I know.
Propaganda. You don't like my propaganda? What? You don't like my propaganda?
Where will that go with the propaganda bullshit?
But, you know, like I said, the other name that came about, and I'm still trying to see if there's any, how do you want to say, relationship to it, is the National Endowment for Democracy. It was formed in 1983. It was pretty much a Trojan horse for the CIA. The CIA had already set itself up as a bad reputation of trying to overthrow governments, you know, from Guatemala to Cuba, and that's just to name a few. I mean, they've been doing this kind of work for a long freaking time. But I'm trying to see if there's any relation with them and BLM and Antifa, which I'd imagine if we start getting down into the nitty-gritty of it, I'm trying to pick up similarities and then try to go off leads off of that, but I haven't been able to find any yet. But if, like I said, I can't stress this enough. Watch that movie if you haven't watched it. It's an hour and 33 minutes long, but it is very, very informative. Anything you wanted to know about Ukraine, about Crimea, you know, Crimea voted to go back to Russia. They didn't want to be part of Ukraine. They wanted to go back to Russia. So they didn't even want to be with the Ukrainians anymore. So all Putin's doing is, you know, from what the way it's understood, unless there's something else that we're not seeing, is he's trying to take them back with open arms. He said the Crimean people wanted to be part of Russia by a vote of, like, I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 87% of the population. But, like I said, Crimea also has a water problem that's originating out of Ukraine because Ukraine dammed up their fresh water supply that the Russians had built over the years to go into Crimea. And now they're getting desperately short. So how much of this is actually entailed around this? We don't really know. But there is right now there's all sorts of talk about the chem labs and the bio labs. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 of them, which we originally thought was 10, and the last count I seen was 30. So if your own government is admitting that there is bio labs there that everybody else laughed at all of us and said that they weren't, guess what? We're batting 1,000 yet. The only part of our predictions that hasn't come true is the election, and I think that's coming. With the gas prices soaring this high, this also leads to possibly something. They had a case over in, I believe it was Romania, during the bulldozer revolution. And they had another re-election, and the guy won it by like 80-some percent, and they said that's impossible, and they overthrew the guy and kicked him out and reinstated their own person. So, could that happen here? Yeah, it could absolutely happen here. I'm just worried about some of the after effects of that and what it's all going to entail. So, with that, I don't really have much more. I've probably missed a lot that I wanted to cover. It's been a busy week.
You've been frantically writing. Didn't you get everything down?
I tried, but I only got like 2 pages done. Mm. My name's Tom.
I'm Tammy.
What? Who? Oh, we'll talk to y'all later from the rabbit hole.